Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something interesting. How companies are, well, maybe finally starting to properly listen to you, their customers. Because for ages, it feels like feedback has been, frankly, a bit of a chore, right? Those long surveys, you click through, but does it capture what you really think? Probably not.
Exactly. It often feels like you're just ticking boxes.
And the big issue has always been getting that, you know, real, honest feedback quickly and making it useful.
Right. Scale is tough. And speed.
We know people want to be heard, but the old ways, well, there's often this huge lag. You have a bad experience, maybe fill out a survey weeks later.
If you even bother by then.
Right. And by the time someone sees it, the chance to fix it or even just acknowledge it properly is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
But what if AI could change that? AI agents stepping in, making feedback, I don't know, more immediate, more conversational. That's what we're exploring. And we're focusing on one platform in particular called Permut. It's pitched as a complete system for building these AI agents.
Yeah, agents that talk to customers, gather that feedback, and help businesses grow.
And for this deep dive, we're looking at its launch info from Product Hunt, you know, where new tech gets shown off, and some early user reviews.
And Permut's mission here is pretty clear. And it's more than just grabbing data points. It's really about boosting retention, trying to head off bad experiences before they really blow up.
Okay.
And unlocking insights in, like, real time, at scale.
Hmm.
Across channels, people actually use WhatsApp, SMS, web chat.
Yeah, that multi-channel thing seems crucial. Meeting people on WhatsApp or SMS, not making them go somewhere else.
Definitely. Reduces friction.
But does this conversational style actually change the kind of feedback you get? Is it better? Because for so long, businesses were sort of flying blind, or at least with a massive delay.
That's the core idea, I think. It's not just faster feedback. It's how that speed changes everything. These aren't just simple chatbots reading keywords. Mm. Permut's agents use, you know, proper natural language understanding, like the AI assistants we're getting used to. They can understand open answers, figure out sentiment, ask relevant follow-up questions.
Ah, so it's more adaptive.
Exactly. It's about genuine understanding. Imagine spotting a new issue customers are having, like today, figuring out a fix, and maybe rolling it out in a couple of weeks, not next quarter.
That turns complaints into, well, almost a competitive edge, like a nonstop focus group.
Pretty much, a focus group that's always on, always listening.
So yeah, instead of that dry survey, it's more like a quick chat. And people seem to be noticing. We saw comments mentioning the super fast speed and how it feels conversational instead of survey-based.
That shift in feeling is important, from chore to conversation.
Yeah, it sounds powerful. But are there hurdles for businesses trying to use this? Any common mistakes or challenges when you put AI directly in charge of listening?
That's a really good point. The tech might be smart, but success depends on, well, actually using the insights. It's one thing to collect feedback.
There's another to act on it.
Precisely. Companies need systems to analyze this richer qualitative stuff. It's not just numbers. And then, you know, get that information to the right teams, product development, customer service.
So the challenge shifts from getting feedback to making it actionable quickly across the board.
Yeah, integrating it becomes key.
Okay, stepping back a bit, platforms like Permut, which launched just this year, 2025, they're clearly using AI to ditch static data collection.
Mm-hmm. It's about moving towards this dynamic, real-time understanding, a huge leap from those delayed snapshots of the past.
Like going from a blurry photo taken last month to a live video feed of customer sentiment.
That's a good way to put it.
So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What does it really mean for a company to listen in real time? How could this change the whole customer experience?
Moving beyond just fixing problems after they happen.
Yeah, maybe towards building loyalty more proactively.
Yeah.
Stopping issues before they even start. What possibilities does that open up?
Definitely something to think about, how that continuous loop changes things.
Indeed. Something for all of us to chew on.